Can you believe that we are so close to Advent and then there's Christmas and...
Hold on. Can we just take a minute and close out the liturgical year first by talking about this Sunday when we celebrate the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe? Hi, welcome to The Word on the Word. I'm Melissa, and this eager beaver here is Veronica.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with being excited for Advent and Christmas.
No, but this solemnity is a good reminder of why we're about to enter into a period of expectation and waiting for little baby Jesus.
Even though we're preparing for the birth of our Lord soon, this Sunday's gospel takes us to a moment during Jesus' crucifixion.
Luke writes that the rulers and soldiers mocked Jesus while he hung on the cross. One of the criminals being crucified along Jesus ridiculed him too, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us."
But Jesus never said a word during all of this. He only spoke up when the second criminal confessed his belief that Jesus is the Christ. And then Jesus told him that they would be together soon in heaven.
This reminds me of when Jesus was tempted in the desert. The devil kept telling Jesus to prove himself, but Jesus knew better than to fall for his tricks. He knew who he was and didn't have to demonstrate it.
Your challenge this week is to ask yourself, which person in the gospel do you relate to the most? The challenging criminal or the faithful one?
If you find yourself asking Jesus time after time again to step into your mess and it doesn't seem like he is listening, then take heart that he does hear you and is always trustworthy.
Or maybe you're more like the other and you're constantly professing your faith. Either way, stay true to Jesus because he is king of the entire universe.
And we'll see you next week here on EWTN.
Bye.
Bye.